We're supposed to be being us.
So would you say, Ted, if you could only listen to one artist the rest of your life,
oh god,
would it be Teddy still? Would he still be the one? And Ro, you didn't tell us what
I'm thinking through.
You told us three, so you gotta pick one of them three.
Oh, I don't know.
Or who artist or what artist could you listen to as well?
Oh, to my
yeah, but yeah, for the rest of your life, would it be one of those three or would it be somebody else? Same question for me. Don't all speak at once.
I'm thinking.
Here's the buzzer.
Right.
He don't have a large catalog, so I'd be kind of stuck in like a 12 song.
But the thing, it's a hard one for me for certain because I listen to a lot of different genres. I wake up, I listen to gospel, and then by the end of the day, you know, I'm Lucky Few Buck. And then a little later on, I'm a little Tennessee whiskey. Yeah. And I come on around the corner
and do some little cold up time. The radio.
Okay.
But you know what I'm saying? Throughout the whole day, I'm listening to different genres. So I don't know if anybody that could go through all of it, and be those things. Because sometimes I need to hear it from the Lord. So I need that spiritual song, you know. And you know, other times I'm
about to say somebody I gotta listen to for how long?
The rest of your life. That's the only artist you can ever listen to.
Yeah. That's only when you want to listen to music, though, right?
Yeah.
I rock out with my boy.
I hope the camera got that.
It did.
Me and us judging you.
No, I didn't know this was one of them ordeals where, like, you got to listen to it all day, every day, for the rest of your life.
No. Whenever you start listening to me. Yeah.
That's gotcha. I rock out with my boy, BJ, the Chicago Kid.
Okay, I like BJ.
Yeah.
I
rock with BJ.
I don't know if I could listen to him all the time.
I wouldn't either. But I'm like, if I do turn it on, I can listen to BJ.
You can tolerate him every day.
If you
had to listen to it every day.
Okay. I'm sure you come out with some new stuff too.
Yeah, right? Eventually. Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah. Whitney, what do you say? If it's Teddy, who would it be?
I think I'm sticking with Teddy, but yeah, if it wasn't Teddy, probably like Stapleton or
Chris Stapleton.
Yeah, okay. That man.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Is he from Miami?
No.
Oh, okay. No, I know it was an artist that
now
wore,
you
like,
know we would have known that. You would have known that for certain if you were from around here. Bunch of people say Tennessee whiskey.
What's the kid name that won American Idol that year?
First was Trent Horman from Amory. Okay. Yeah, and then DeColin, one of those other dudes.
I think they were like runner up or something like
that.
Wasn't
it? Yeah. Yeah. So I'm thinking about Trent.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sadly, but I hadn't listened to much of his stuff.
It would be one of two people for me, and it wouldn't be Beyonce, as surprising as this may be. It would either be PJ or Tank and the Bangers.
Yeah.
One of the two.
Tank and the Bangers?
Yeah. If you hadn't heard them.
Tank?
We'll play something. Bangers, yes. We'll play something for you.
Tank.
No, not the singer Tank.
Tank and the Bangers. No, we'll play some of it for you before you leave.
We'll play that for you.
No, this is one of the moments. Well, we'll be like, we're gonna do it, we're gonna write it down, we're gonna do it later. And as soon as I leave out here, I'm like, hey.
No, we're gonna play Taking the Bangers. I'll play it for you. Right. But the thing about Taking the Bangers, though, they have albums, but their live show is far better than their albums.
Amazing.
Because, you know, your albums is more streamlined. It's not, you know, unless it's live, you don't get certain things.
Yeah.
And their live blows out the water.
Their energy is amazing.
It's awesome.
So I take it both of y'all have been.
We haven't been. We want to. They were coming close.
I introduced
last year
to Tank and the Bangers because I kind of like found it by accident, I guess you could say. Mm-hmm. Like I like to watch the NPR Tiny Desk concerts. Ooh. Oh, I love those. I got a whole playlist on YouTube just for them. But that's when I first saw them, and that just went on from there.
So you like Tiny Desk?
Mm-hmm.
I got some stuff brewing. I'm keep you posted.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Intriguing.
Hey, y'all heard it first here on Holla.
Hey, it's behind you in case you forget what it is.
Yeah. Just
or you can look on the screen. That's right. Oh, yeah, just bend down. Yeah. You bend down so you can see. There you go.
Okay.
There you go. There you go. See it. Hey.
and holla.
Yeah,
and holla.
Yeah, see how the owl has cocked his head too? See?
Yeah. Yeah.
Do the same thing.
Oh, my Lord.
Amen.
So we talked about the videos you can watch all day, but the next thing I want to talk about is what, and this is just, I listen to other podcasts from time to time. We're really, yeah. really one particular podcast group.
Yeah.
But anyway,
yeah.
They was like, what are things that you should outgrow? Like, as you get older, like, this shouldn't be a problem. So I made a list personally.
Hmm.
And y'all can, too, you know, add to, but.
She had a list.
Yeah, yeah, I got a list. I made a list. So stuff like. Your shoes coming untied. At a certain age, your shoes should come untied. You should not know that. That shouldn't even happen no more. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's the reason why the older people get the Velcro. You know what I'm saying? And they get that Velcro crop. When you hear that, you know what I'm saying? It's a reason that. So shoes coming untied should not be a problem after you get a certain age. It just should.
I think it's less about tying, like, the shoe coming untied, and more about the fact that you can't bend over to tie your shoe anymore.
Whitney, that's not, you're
your
lost.
Feet are swollen from diabetes.
You're lost. You're misinformed. You're misinformed. That is not why.
You got heart problems. Your feet
no,
are huge.
That is not why. Whitney,
you got to buy them dollars.
No.
Them Walmart it's, shoes.
No, they don't want to worry with tying shoes, okay? And they don't want them to come untied, okay?
Okay.
Velcro. Thank you.
I don't have Velcro, anyway, but I don't tie my shoes.
My second thing is dispensing too much lotion. When you hit that thing right there and it's
oh
too much
God.
Come out, or you squeeze it, that shouldn't be no problem no more. You should, I know,
you
I should have
figured
how
that
much
out.
To put that on there to get that elbow. Because you know, when you use, you know what I'm saying, when you used to put lotion in your hand, it's too much. You used to find a friend or something like, yeah, get some of that lotion.
Yeah.
You should do that no more when you're an adult.
Amen.
You should do that no more. That shouldn't be an issue anymore.
Oh.
I know y'all ain't thought about these things, but now that you're thinking about it, you're like, you know what? I probably shouldn't be doing that.
No. So something like that is basically start off, it's rather you, I don't know, normally they say like, it's better to have and need and not have and then need. Anyway.
so basically, how long you been, hold on, wait a minute, bro. How long you been putting on lotion?
For a minute now.
So you know when you get that pump,
right,
1, 2, 3. That's enough to get 2 arms.
First of all.
To get them legs, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Okay, that's one. You know what I'm saying?
No.
You
know? I don't know.
I'm just saying. I'm just throwing out numbers. I ain't counting them.
Okay.
I can look at the amount in my hand and tell you which one it is.
I don't know.
I'm just wondering how dry your legs are.
Okay.
I'm like, what?
I'm trying to figure out who you
I got eczema. Okay. I got a medical condition.
I'm trying to figure out who you lotioning up.
That's a full grown man with a lotion.
Ooh. Listen, I'm at one pump. All right, apply. All right, do I need some more? I'm good. Okay. All right.
But you still ain't dispensing more than you need, right?
Right.
Okay,
definitely.
So that's my point.
Yeah. You think people still out here doing it?
Yeah, they are.
Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about who you lotioning up after this.
Hey, let us know how many pumps of lotion you
Okay. I was just throwing numbers out there. Y'all don't judge me because I said eight. Anyway. Your phone dying.
Okay.
You get your phone
oh
should
my
die.
God.
Now it can get low because I've been critical. I've been in that yellow a couple times.
Yeah.
But your phone shouldn't be dying at a certain age. Cause nothing worse is like, hey, y'all got you got a cable. You got a
oh my God.
Me up.
Irritates what, the crap out of me.
We're gonna talk about that in a second, the things that just irritate you.
Yeah.
That could be one
I've got a portable charger in my purse.
Yes.
Always
they
got
things
something
for you.
Something.
You have a car, generally. Most people do.
Rose being real quiet.
No.
What's your battery?
yeah. Man, you know what? That's okay. The next function.
My charge,
I need to know where everybody percentage is.
34. But my charge is in the car.
Yeah. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He know he gonna go put it in low power mode.
Yeah.
But he gonna float till he get in that car.
It stay on low power mode.
Yeah. I do that too.
Yeah.
Running out of gas.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. You right.
Yeah.
Yeah. You shouldn't be doing that.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. Yeah. and speaking of phone, you should have not having a charger in your car. Like, come on. Well, we adults or not?
Oh my God.
You should have a car charger. You should have a house charger.
Yes, you should have at least 3 chargers. One at home, one at work, one in the car.
I got a car charger for me and all my iPhone people in my car.
because she's considerate. I don't have yeah, nothing for entropy.
I got one for everybody. I'm taking care of people.
What is it?
My phone?
Yeah, that's not an iPhone?
No. Samsung.
I think we've been through this before.
Yeah.
We were
talking about it.
Mm-hmm. Is that the one that breaks down?
No.
Okay. Moving from remote.
No.
Android.
Another thing we should outgrow is borrowing $5 or $10. Because what is you doing as an adult?
Oh my god.
Can you buy with $5 or $10 these days?
Oh my
like
god.
$5 for sure. Like, what did you buy? Like, you can't even hit the dollar menu like hard.
Can I borrow that again? 1, 2, 3, 4, lotion. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
But I'm just gonna say, if you ain't got no lotion money, you got other problems.
Yeah.
I'm
just saying. Yeah, it gets you some lotion.
I think we all know those people that are constantly
who's borrowing $5 just for lotion.
When it's around 5 or 10, it ain't. Even though they use the word borrow,
it's not coming back.
No.
Don't ever look for it.
Speaking of lotion and, you know, body care, another thing that you should outgrow is not knowing what makes your body stink. Like, you should know, like, if I'm out all day, I probably need jumping now. You know what I'm saying? Like, you should know at this point, you done been with your body this long.
Yeah.
You should know, you know, I've been out here all day. I'm going to stink in about, I got about 30 more hot minutes.
You know my views on this, but I need to stay employed. So.
some people might just not know. You know, some people be like,
So how do you tell somebody
being
that?
Nice.
Because I want to know.
Oh, I ain't figured it out yet.
This is what I do. Okay.
Give me, first of all, are we talking to a man or a woman?
Usually a dude.
Okay, let's just say it's a man.
Oh, this is a dude.
Many stinky women?
I've been around some stinky women, but.
It's mostly dudes.
Okay, so mostly dudes.
Well, let's just say it's a man. And let's do both. Let's do the man first.
All right, the man first. I'm like,
I need to know. All right, so the world in the DL, y'all listening, take notes.
So the man that's gonna be Charles. I'm a
Charles.
Yeah.
First of all, hold up. Let me say this. I can't date no man named Charles. Because I automatically think like the old folks say like Charles. They don't never say Charles. They say Charles.
That's
Charles.
The nickname, Charles.
Charles, come here. No, I can't do that. Charles, check on my green. No, I'm not doing it.
We'll go with Chester.
No, you can say Charles, but no, I just
Chester.
Not.
I like Chester.
No, okay, cool.
Chester.
I have a story about Chester. Let me tell you about this.
I'm like, hey, Chester, come holler at me for a second. Hey, how's it going, bro? I'm like, hey, listen. Now they say that what's going on is you have an odor at a certain point in time, Doc. Take care of that. Because I'm like, if you try to get to the ladies, they don't like that. In the story.
That's how you do it.
That's how you do it. What's called? Now, me approaching the a lady
that ain't gonna go well.
That's a sticky water thing. That's sticky water. That ain't gonna make sense. Sticky water.
I don't know about that one.
Kind of. I just pulled my boy to the side.
So, would you say as a group of women, we supposed to pull her aside and say, "Baby, listen."
I would do it as a group.
You're right. That ain't gonna go one on one.
Yeah. So what you do is, if it is a group, you find the nicest person that know how to communicate,
and make sure she like it.
Then when you do that, and then you already tell the girl that y'all sending over there to tell the young lady that smells. You tell them she's like, hey, it's okay. You can use us. Say they say it. you need help.
No, you can't say no thing. Who was like, why they didn't come in here and say that?
I already know.
This is the group. This
is not going to go over.
I already know that I'm the messenger. I've already.
Oh, well, yeah.
I don't think you can say that. I think that just going to set them off like that.
All right. First of all, I'm not going to say anything if it's a one time thing. If it's something like every day that you're around them, it's something, then I'd say something. But if it's just a one-time thing, be like, ooh, they must have forgot the deodorant today.
I like to address the class when it's in situations. Like, I've been in management before. I like to address the class. So you don't want to single nobody out.
Yeah.
You know, we've been made aware of.
Right.
But possible. So please make sure y'all take your baths at night and, you know.
Nah, but usually the person that stinks don't know they stink.
Right. No, I say it.
Which is crap.
And it goes over their head.
Like, how do you not know? That's what I'm saying.
That's what blows my mind.
How do you know that?
Yeah. Because, like, but if I stink, I know it. I'm taking a shower. Look, if I've been out working in the yard and doing something, like, I know I ain't smelling fresh.
Or by example, okay, you know when something smells good. okay, check yourself. Do you smell like that? No, you do not. So let's fix that.
You know, what is it? I think sometimes they just don't know.
Yeah.
I just hadn't figured that out, how you don't know. But I guess if that's your norm, if you grew up maybe that way, possibly, maybe that's what it is. I don't know.
Mm.
Yeah. I don't live that life. That's
it
not my test.
It tears me up.
We got to figure this thing out so we can help our community.
Yes, God.
One armpit at a time.
So we can help our hoot and holler community out.
A little campaign for us, a little UK. What office you running for?
Mayor Shannon.
That's been taken. Thank you. First black mayor.
There's another election coming up.
He's going to be in there. We're going to keep him in there.
I'm running for president for Hoot and Holler.
We ain't got no budget. We ain't got no money. No nothing.
We can make it happen.
Okay.
We're going to get some more sponsors. That's a whole nother story. I'm sorry. I threw y'all out.
Well, I mean, we welcome sponsors, so if you make that happen,
we'll
throw a little something in that cash
$5 or $10
you can call.
There it is. Don't be expecting that $5 or $10.
I think we all have at least one person in our life where every time their message comes up, you know. Hey, you got $5. Yeah. You got $10.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. If you ask it for that, it's like, your need is generally greater than that. So why is he nickel and dabbing
in? It's like $5 from 20 people.
But I know that people like easily will slide you a $5 before they slide you a $20. I get that.
Well, with that being said, do you normally go above and beyond?
Like when they ask?
When they ask.
Oh, no, you're going to get what you got.
Yeah.
It's according to who it is. Candace has almost never ever asked me for anything.
Right.
So if she asks me for something, what you need? What you really need?
When is it too soon to ask?
Bro, I ain't got no money. Let me go tell you what I got. Here,
oh boy,
I don't make a habit of letting people borrow money.
Would you consider us friends?
Yeah.
We did go out to eat at one time.
Yeah.
I'm on your podcast.
What you
say? I know it's taking a bit, but we here. We here.
Yeah.
Oh. So, Ro, what you trying to say?
It took a lot of gas to get out here,
is what he's saying.
No, I'm just saying, tomorrow, 6 a.m., y'all get a group message. You know, somebody random, like, man, need to borrow 5 or 10. I just need to know where y'all let me. Are y'all going to go over and beyond? What he said is, it depends on who it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you say, oh, you're going to get what you ask for. So obviously, I ain't going to ask for 5 or 10. Ask it, you shall receive.
Okay. That's the Bible I read.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So you ask for 10, get what? You get 10. No.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. Okay.
If somebody's like, cash up, and it's like $5.86, they have $5. Okay, here your $5.86. I need to clear that out anyway. So.
Yeah.
All right.
And they're like, why did she send me 5?
Note to self. You writing the note to yourself. Okay.
Note to self. Don't ask for 5 or 10.
Too grown for that. Too grown for that.
Ask for more, ladies and gentlemen. Ask for more.
Don't ask me. The bank is closed.
What you see?
It's under new management. We ain't doing that. What are some things that $5 or $10 does? But what are some things that get on your nerves that shouldn't?
Oh, I made that list.
Yeah,
let
you
me,
did.
Let me.
You
I got
made
it.
That list.
I got that.
I put one thing on them. You want me to tell my thing first? Or you want
Yeah,
to
go ahead. Yeah.
So the thing that I don't know why it bothers me, but and it probably shouldn't, but because it ain't my business. But it bothers me when people go on the computer. And instead of putting in www.walmart.com or just walmart.com, they put in their Walmart and let the search options come up and then click the top one. They said that. You have created 2 extra steps that you didn't need. I'm sorry, Ro. I didn't mean to talk about you.
No.
He didn't have that long.
Yeah, it looked like, ooh.
No. I was processing it in my head. I'm sorry.
Why do you do that? Just go walmart.com. But they every time they pull up that Google and they put it in that search box, they say Walmart and click the top one.
Women program.
That is kind of one of mine, like how people search.
Yeah.
Because like somebody we know will go in and type in what they're looking for and then just go to the images. Go to the images. And I'm like, that ain't telling you nothing. It's a picture. Yes, is what you're looking for.
Yeah, but that's like three other sites and they got nothing to do with what you're looking at.
Irritates the crap out of me.
Yeah, that look like the one. Let's click that.
Go to the images.
People that walk heavy.
You ever been in the house, in somebody's house, and you hear,
Oh, yeah.
It's like there ain't no need for that.
No.
Oh my God, what are you doing?
I can hear in this house.
It's 3 a.m.
In this house, and I've had people live here besides the ex and the kids and stuff. Uh-huh. I knew where everybody was at all times. I'm like, I am the biggest one in this house, and y'all don't hear my feet anywhere in this house. But I hear your little feet, and I hear your little feet, and I know where everybody is at all times.
Use your library feet.
Yes.
Tender toes.
Nah.
Library feet.
Library feet. Oh, yeah. I'm trying to think, who do I know anybody that walk heavy? You don't think like people won't need attention and walk heavy?
They probably do. It's a cry for help.
It's a cry for help.
Yeah.
You're like, you ever been
to speak to me.
You ever been like in a relationship and that person in the morning when their alarm goes off, like they get up before you or something, and they're just stomping around the room and you're like, God, can you not be quiet?
trying to get the 5-10 minutes.
Are
they doing repeatedly anyway?
That's just how they walk. You know?
No.
Yeah, that's just how they are.
No, they say it.
That's how they be walking all their life.
Yeah, that's how they walk all the time.
Oh, you think they try to prove a point or make a point?
I'm saying. It's
that happened at your house?
No, okay. I'm just saying. Like, it's always room for improvement.
Yeah.
Like, if I ask you, you know, I can tell, like, okay, he went from 10 steps, or she went from 10 heavy steps to, I only heard 3 this morning. I see part. I hear progress.
Man,
you've been
in some healthy relationships.
No, 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 no.
Look at you.
Look at you having a discussion and getting results.
No, no, no.
The results. That's the thing.
That's the difference.
I'm a visionary, so I just kind of like, you know.
I had these discussions too. You think they go, no, not they come attitude. Oh, like,
you come with attitude.
Now you want to change how I walk? Like, what the?
Okay.
That's a man fan.
Well,
you know what?
You okay.
You got an
well,
like
you know
that.
What?
You got at least one on.
I ain't thinking of the beginning stage of what brews up to that. I'm thinking, you know, this is one thing on the list that you can ask. Yeah.
Like, anybody living together is going to have pet peeves.
Yeah.
Like, whether it's the toilet paper or the toothpaste or the way they load the dishwasher, good God, the knives go face down.
I agree with that one.
So you done had a different experience than me because you've been married, so you've probably seen a lot of different things in the hour.
If an ostrich.
My thing is, even if you're not in a relationship, you ain't had company before, though, right?
Yeah.
Break down to me. I'm trying to understand. Is it or is it not a big deal with leaving the seat up on the toilet? Y'all probably already touched on this.
We've never talked about it.
No.
I let Whitney go first.
Is it a big thing with leaving the toilet?
I have shared a bathroom with men my entire life.
Yeah.
I had a dad and a brother I shared a bathroom with, and then I have 2 sons, and I have an ex-husband that was here for 14 years.
Yeah.
As long as there's not pee everywhere, I don't care.
Okay.
Same. Seriously.
So I know women that are.
Yeah, and I personally have never understood that.
Extremely angry about it.
It's like, unless you bag it up to the toilet at night with the light off. And you fall in. What are you doing?
But in all fairness, I'm blessed.
Yeah.
I've never had the problem falling in the toilet. There is no danger.
So I'm trying to see.
We ain't trying to solve no problems at your house.
No, ain't no. I'm just trying to see where y'all was at with.
Why'd you pull up and say, hey, I want you to idea right here.
I was gonna do it.
This is the best part right here.
Hold on.
Y'all be quiet. Hold on. Turn it up. Hold on. Did you hear? Hold on. Let me go back.
This is right here.
Let me go back. Hold on. Pay attention to that. We got a real deep discussion.
Who's that in the middle?
Yeah, that's me. But look what they say, yeah, though. She gonna go for
right.
Yeah. Now watch, she piggybacked that. Yeah. See how that happened? Hold on, let me go back. Hold on. See her face expression? She meant that. That's I think. And she said she lived with folks. And yeah.
She lived with folks. Has this been an issue in your relationships in the past? Have the women been like, put it down or else?
No, it's now. I mean,
are you tired?
Oh man! Listen, but I was saying, as much as effort as to pull it back down
is to pull it up.
That's what that's what my ex used to
say. So anyway, what you saying is that's inconvenience as well. Bro,
what you saying? It's easy. I don't know, man. I'm like, all you gonna do is flute.
Don't walk yourself into something now.
Okay. All right. I'm a Dr. Phil. I'm a Dr. Phil, y'all.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
We listen.
What we got to get to is the problem behind the anger. Anger is not a real emotion.
It's not.
So what she's saying is, what about, think about me.
Be considerate.
And be considerate.
Which I do. At times.
In that instance,
but
it's that.
But that one you consistently do.
This one matters to her.
At this moment. Now, I ain't saying she ain't gonna find another one after that, but let's one thing at a time.
I mean, I was just trying to see where y'all was at with it.
You need to buy one of those automatic things where it automatically, and nobody's got to worry about it ever again.
I won't be tripping.
Yeah. Of course. It didn't fit you. It's not your, you're not the one that has the issue. It's not about you, Ro.
You're right. Come on, I said it all the time. It's not about you, Ro.
But no, in all seriousness, I've told Whitney this. It's like, you know how people say, like, happy wife, happy life type thing. That's crap.
It's crap.
That is so one sided. I don't know who created that. I want to throat punch him because it's stupid.
Mm-hmm.
And this is speaking from a woman. Right. It's two people in this thing. It's about compromise.
Yeah.
You got to give a little bit on both sides, you know.
And it's when that one person feels like nobody else is compromising that it's over.
That's not just marriage. It's just relationships, period. Even friendships.
Yeah.
Like, it's about give and take. Like, if a person is constantly at your beck and call whenever you call them and stuff and you're never there for them, that relationship ain't going to last very long.
Yeah.
You know, that friendship ain't going to last very long. So, we feel your pain, but I can't tell you what to do with your house. Y'all work that out. Yeah. We just gave up. We don't speak for her.
Right. I'm about to say, even though we was there, I was just thinking it was like pretty much the compromise. You got to give and take.
Yeah.
You know, you say even with friendships.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So it just took me back to when you was at the restaurant, when you was exchanging conversation with the dude.
I'm going to throw punch you for real.
I was just trying to see, did you give him your number?
Oh my gosh.
No, I was not going to swing around and give him my number. I'm not going to do it.
I wasn't going to do it. Okay.
No.
Okay. So you weren't willing to work on that relationship, obviously.
It's not a relationship.
Why the me? Oh,
it's called patronage. I'm going to patronize with the restaurant, and he just so happened to take my money.
I think he was trying to build a relationship.
This
is a working relationship. Okay,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. I call in my order. I go pick up my order. I give you my number for my order.
Yeah.
Number for my order.
Right.
He's been there every Friday though. He is reliable.
Yeah.
He's got a job.
If it wasn't him, it was going to be somebody else.
He's reliable.
Before they got him, it was somebody else. So I don't really care
person.
About him. It don't affect me.
I don't remember what he looked like.
It don't affect me as far as reliability. That's they payroll and they, you know, thing. But that's patronage. That's what that is. That's a working environment.
You
know what I'm saying? I give you money. You give me food. I drive off.
Yeah.
We do it again the next time I come.
Right.
And that's it.
What you do is petty.
You said, what I do is petty. I try not to be petty.
Everybody got a little bit of petty.
A little bit of petty?
Like, sometimes, you know, even though I like to, you know, I speed a little bit when I drive.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And you see that person. And I'm just coasting that day. Coasting means I'm still doing 75.
Yeah.
But
always.
I'm coasting that day. And you see somebody in the back just in and out of traffic.
Yeah.
I try to speed up with the next lane so they can't get in front of me. So they get behind me. Now, they can pass me once we pass this car. But for that one moment, you're going to wait. That one moment, you finna wait.
Oh.
Yeah, I speed up so they can't get in, you know, zip in front of me.
Yeah.
So I speed up and get even with the other car. And sometimes I like to sit there. Sometimes.
Yeah.
I ain't done that in a while. Might need to bring that back out. Oh. Sometimes I sit even with the next car, so they had to sit there and wait, and they'd be probably cussing me out. And it's probably cool because I ain't hearing it, but I love it. It's laughter.
I don't feel my mind. Yeah. I don't do petty things that really affect people, but it makes me feel better.
Okay.
Except that one time.
Okay.
The only time I was petty in my divorce. Only time. He wanted the silverware. Don't know why. He decided he wanted to come get plates and silverware out of my house. She's sorry. I don't know why this man has issues. He don't like the big spoons. He only likes the little spoons. So when he came to pick it up, there were conveniently no little spoons in what he picked up. And what's bad is like 2 months later, he asked me, he's like, did you do that on purpose? I'm like, what? No.
I didn't even think about it. I was just doing stuff.
Like, man, I didn't do it on purpose.
So what's your answer? You got one yet?
It's something I've been thinking about, I guess. Because normally I don't, she's looking at me like, come on now, you got it. I'm like, ah.
Well, I mean, it's the toilet seat thing kind of petty if you're like, I ain't putting that down.
Like, y'all done had some words.
That's a little petty.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You go to the bathroom and tell you what, I won't do. Put the dang on seat now.
Exactly.
And then you probably do it with some force when you pull it up.
Oh, you know what?
See how she feels what's coming.
You know what? Or
do you close both seats? Like, if I gotta lift one, you gotta lift one. Oh God, I gave him an idea.
I was just about to say, like, no, I don't have one. I normally it's taking me a while to think one because normally I try to keep down confusing.
That's fair.
I
don't linger in the pettiness. Yeah. Or not. But now that you're saying, I'm sure. I've done something. It's just it's not as regular or to the forefront that I can think of something right now. I would not. But you know what? When I do figure it out, I'm gonna call in.
Call in.
Yeah. Or I might just do a self and just add on the same. Well, hey, you know, on last episode, he couldn't think of anything. He just not has.
You
an
get it before right this now. Episode. I just put you a little square box at the bottom. Pause everything and just
like, let's watch a moment.
Yeah.
Have a moment. I was petty after the fact. Because you even called me out on it with the ice trays.
Did you put holes in the bottom? No.
So my ex had these certain things that were just like these things that bothered him. And I was
they would be a part of the list of things that make you mad that shouldn't.
Yes, that shouldn't. No freaking reason.
Y'all made a list?
We made a short list.
Yeah, you heard some of it.
No. Oh, I'm thinking you and the husband made a list.
Oh, no.
No.
He wouldn't.
No, it would have made our list.
She said it'd been pointless.
We're divorced now for a reason.
Okay, all right.
Read the room, bro.
God, bro.
I was here.
Present.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm picking up. We're getting there.
Yeah.
He had this thing with the ice trays. I never use ice. I don't care if the ice trays are filled, but because I don't use it, I don't think about it.
Right.
So if there are ice trays sitting there and I've gone to work all day and you're at home all day, fill your own ice trays.
Yeah.
But if there were ice trays empty, he would lose his crap. And it got to the point where I wouldn't do it. I'm like, I ain't touching the ice trays. I ain't doing it. And even after the divorce, Candace came over here and there was a pile of ice trays by the sink. She's like, see them ice trays?
She had them on display.
She's like, so when he comes over, he see. I'm like, yep.
I would put him on the front counter. I think of a lot of great petty things to do, but I usually don't because it's like
I don't either. I don't want to be childish. Yeah. But every once in a while,
it'll do my heart good, but it really don't affect the other person generally as much as we think.
Yeah, slight like inconveniences.
Yeah. I like ice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I don't trip over the ice tray though.
Yeah.
And most people don't. That's what I'm saying. That was the point.
What have you done? No, I'm just kidding.
I've caused all kinds of problems.
Complain about that toilet seat.
Oh my God.
Did we even finish the list of things that... Did we even finish this?
I don't know. Let me know.
I don't know what we
said. Oh, loud chewers.
Loud chewers.
Loud chewers. Oh, no. It makes me twitch.
Loud chewers.
People that make a whole lot of noise
like,
when they
stuff
eat
loud that they ain't supposed to be loud, like bread, like just regular bread, not toasted,
like
no
making
nothing.
That smacking noise.
Like, why is he smacking bread? It don't really post. Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah.
How do you do that?
It makes me a crazy person.
Probably stopped up or something.
Now, if somebody's sick, I get it. Totally get it. Yeah. Everybody, like, eats with their mouth open when they can't breathe out of their nose. Whatever. That's cool. There are exceptions.
I do that. Yeah. I know how these things work. I do that with my eyes closed. I don't have to be, you know, free and clear of the feet to not smack like that. Got people you hanging around can't do that. I'm just saying.
My circle has gotten a lot smaller over the past 2.5 years. It has shrunk.
Oh man.
Lord. Look, even if we cut half of this, I need you to send me this so I can use this for real.
I got you. So, you watch Netflix much? Or?
I have.
What is your go to? Like, cause there's a thousand of them now. Mm-hmm. You got everything out, but what are like your core one or two apps that you normally watch stuff on?
Normally YouTube.
Okay.
He's younger.
YouTube. I'm gonna go with YouTube.
To say
YouTube.
That he's younger is to imply that we're older, and I don't like. Okay? We in the same range. I think
we are.
He said okay. Okay.
I don't know.
We'll pretend.
Whoa! Oh man! Number one, YouTube. Number two, probably Hulu or Netflix.
Okay,
I should probably be YouTube since we're all on YouTube.
Yeah,
mine of late has been YouTube, just because I'm a researcher. At any time, I like I'm right now into the camera stuff. So
yeah.
I'm looking up everything.
She loves her technology.
Yeah, I love my technology. I talk about that all day. So when you was asking the questions earlier, you was not bothering me. You're okay. Probably boring her to death.
Oh.
I mean, man. No.
She wasn't going to say that.
But so I'll research before I buy something, especially if it's a substantial amount of money. Like, I'm going to research. Like, before we got this camera and all that, I'm researching several hours of stuff.
She had ongoing lists of things.
Because I don't like to return stuff.
Oh, you neither?
I don't like to return stuff. So I wind up keeping some things that I should have probably returned.
Is that an us thing?
I don't know. I don't think so.
You don't like returning them either?
I don't think my mom has ever returned a single thing in her life. She just has piles of stuff. She don't even...
She's like, I
want my money back. I'll send it back. It'll take me a while, but I'll send it back.
Oh, I have intentions of doing it, and then I miss it by days.
It'll ride around in my car for a good 2 weeks with me. We'll get real close.
Yeah, so I research it just to make sure I'm making the best decision, because ain't nothing worse than buyer's regret, you know.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So So YouTube would be number one right now, and Netflix when it's something on, because sometimes they be tripping.
Yeah.
Sometimes they don't have no good stuff on.
I rotate. It's according to what show I'm watching. Like, I've been watching Suits. Mm-hmm. So that was 8 seasons on Netflix, but now I'm on NBC because season 9 is on Netflix on Peacock.
Well, you just have to tell me about, because I ain't getting nothing else. That's it. I draw a line.
You never find out what the can opener's for.
What?
Never. Never.
That's so great. You got to watch Suits to know what you're talking about. Yeah. Anyway. Yeah.
Ever.
Soups or Suits?
Suits.
Like a lawyer in a suit.
T?
Yeah.
With an S. At the end. Yeah, that one.
Okay.
That took a lot of concentration.
No.
That's how he answered it, the spelling bee.
No, it was like
dog.
No, I remember last time. I remember last time I was telling a story.
Can you use it in a sentence, please?
He didn't even ask. I just did it for him, like a lawyer in a suit.
Well, he did the sentence for himself. He did his whole sentence. He didn't have to ask. So imagine him in the spelling bee. No, OG, everybody else was saying, because you used the sentence. No, you mean like rough? Like rough, like bark, like chihuahua, like pit bull.
Hey, man, y'all funny.
He's like, yes, dog. Yeah. Okay. Just, I just want to check. Could we hear? Who we hear?
I remember I remember at the first meeting, y'all was like, I was taking too long telling the story. Because
I mentioned. I forget what it was. I forget what it was, but you stopped.
I don't remember. Yeah.
You stopped at a word, and it was.
Basically, I was trying to tell y'all that I had a monkey wrench thrown in my plants.
Yes. Yes, that's what it was.
And I said it was too spaced out.
You said, so I had a monkey.
And then everybody was like, oh. Then I said, ranch. We're going to need you to bring your, we're going to have to you to bring that together.
Okay. You had too many spices right there. Oh, One word. Run it together.
So, yeah, when I was doing suits a while ago, I was just taking my time. And then I was like, oh, I forgot who I'm around. I got to bring it together. I got to pull it together much faster, much quicker.
Yeah.
One band, one sound.
Yes.
You would not work with a crisis hotline.
So many people would die.
Oh my God.
Ma'am, I need you to calm down.
Okay.
Apply.
Oh my God.
Pressure. She's like, what? Apply what?
I need you to jump up off of there. Wait a minute. You told me to jump.
I need you to get off the dance floor. Shake it to you.
We'll take DJ off of your leg.
Hey, that's it's hot.
Okay. Don't stop.
Ooh, man. Wait a minute. Did you have like a speech impediment growing up or something?
Never.
Okay, because you know some people like
I can't tell if he's lying or not.
I'm being serious. I'm like, because you know some people.
I did.
No.
I won't make fun of you.
No, I didn't.
I will still make fun. You couldn't.
You couldn't because I'm gonna make fun of it first.
We've made fun. Because
you know
of
some people like I can't talk. Tell Whitney all the time. I'm bad with words. It is what it
You're
is.
A wordsmith. I don't know what. You
yeah, yeah.
I'm good with words, but I'm also bad with words. Sometimes you know I can't say them. You know.
Yeah.
Pacific. Did I get it? I didn't get it. Pacific.
Not if you're trying to say specific.
No, I'm saying Pacific. Like,
oh,
in
if
the
you're
ocean.
Saying the ocean, yeah, oh, but yeah. Specific.
Okay,
is the
I'm
one
gonna
you
get
can't
to that. Pacific.
She's getting there.
All right, and then specific.
There we go.
There it is. See, I've been practicing a little bit.
Hey, mm-hmm. Yeah. Only you can prevent forest fire. I was always wanted to do
we
that.
Talked about that in another episode.
Oh, I did. Okay, I listened to you. I have to be on time.
If you go to Fulton,
yeah,
there is only one.
Didn't they take it down?
I think they took it down. I didn't even thought about it until this moment.
Buff Smokey the Bear with
yeah,
the shirt
he buff.
Off.
I mean, he worked out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's
six
my homie.
Pack down, and whatever.
Yeah, that's my
and
homie,
it's like nobody even talk about this guy no more. Why he got a buffed hey, out real boy, right?
You know how many times? You know how many times I have stopped, dropped, and rolled in my entire life?
Not once.
Not a one time.
No. Ain't nobody ever done that.
I don't think so.
Put me out.
Yeah. Stop.
Mm-mm. Stop and roll. Hey, is there a commercial in your head or that lives rent-free in your head that you just think about randomly? Like, bah, da, 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 da. We are farmers.
Huggies, we got you, baby.
I didn't see that coming.
Oh yeah, I had my daughter doing that for like 2 or 3 months straight, and we would just be sitting right. We go to people's houses,
yeah.
Or like in the grocery store or something. And then I just look at her. She look at me. I say, "Huggies, we got you, baby." She bust out. She go to laughing. I'm like, oh man, it's crazy.
I love it.
I had never seen it. I mentioned this on another episode, but. I had never seen it until somebody I saw it on the podcast. So I didn't even know this exists. So it was an old drug commercial about meth. It says, I can't sleep, not can eat, but I got to clean this house on the street. Why didn't I show it today? That's so helpful.
What did you find in it?
The person mentioned it, and then I Googled it on YouTube. Yes, I found it on YouTube.
Like
I got to find it.
It's great.
Oh, man.
It is. I'm like.
Show me. There's like a whole song on there. And I remember.
I don't know.
We should like imitate some of the old
commercials,
and then like re-air them, like on,
yeah, on our stuff.
Yeah, real stuff. Yeah, most definitely. We can do that. That would be cool. Yeah. Let me be Smokey the Bear one time.
No, you're gonna be the baby in the Huggies commercial.
Oh, I got
you, baby.
We got you, baby. Huggies.
I would have never thought you would come out with that one. You know, maybe Oscar Mayer or something like that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's the, hey, they got him one.
Yeah.
They got one.
That's the one for you.
That's the one.
No change. Don't do nothing else.
Y'all remember the Scruff McGruff?
Chicago, Illinois, 60652. Hello, the snitch dog.
Did you say the snitch dog?
What they call it? Snitch dog.
What's a snitch dog? Did he have a hat? Yeah. Oh yeah, with the brown coat.
Yeah.
He walked on two legs. Get him out of here.
I've never heard him called snitch dog.
Get him out of here.
That's Clifford's cousin.
That's Clifford's cousin.
You can't trust him.
I know they use that in your sentence for your spelling bee. Look, McGruff is a snitch dog. I got it. Okay.
Snitch dog.
Oh my God, my face hurt.
Okay. She learned one name.
Yeah.
Oh, the snitch dog?
Yay.
Yeah, we know the snitch dog.
I know snitch dog. I know him.
Well, as soon as she said the number, that when it clicked.
I ain't even heard the number part. That I don't think I remember that.
I didn't know the number either, but when she said the number, I clicked it.
Oh, flashbacks.
First of all, why are you calling that number? You got something to tell them.
My only one is they be like on Crime Stoppers, like tell, you know, call his number and get a reward. I was like, if I knew, boy, you'd be turning. I just looked at my bank account. You be locked up. Ooh, I ain't no snitch, but I lock you up. I don't know you.
Yeah. Oh, I saw him in the grocery store 2 days ago.
Have you seen him? Yes, Walmart aisle 3. He was getting peanut butter.
No, I know. I saw him on aisle 8 by the Huggies.
Do you ever, like, I run this kind of stuff in my head. You ever get that little Amber Alert or whatever about people and stuff? And do you ever think, like, what would you do if you saw them, like, on the highway or something like that? You ever think about that? Like, what would I really call it?
I got
it
something
in?
That goes along with that.
Or would you, like, for me, I think it would take me a second. I'd get home and, like, you know what?
See,
that,
my
man, I think that was that cop.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Like, if I see something like that, I think about it after the fact. If I'm looking at it, I'm like, and then I'll see it on the news, be like, oh, I was right there.
I could have stopped it. Dang it, man.
Do you ever go somewhere and you just have this weird feeling like there's some shady people around or something, you feel like something could happen, so you just like start taking inventory in your head, like memorizing cars and who's there and stuff, just in case something goes down.
Anytime I'm in a new, shady or new place like that, I kind of like
it's not every
but
time.
I'm always aware of my surroundings anyway, but I take extra
precaution
in those instances.
You just start like that. In case I have to be a witness.
Red car. 4, 5, 7, 3, 2.
He looked about 55, 6'2".
I think I only do that when I go out of town.
Yeah.
So does that mean like I'm living too comfortable if I don't do it? Around where I stay.
I mean, I think you should always be aware of your surroundings because most crimes happen close to home. So
I do think women are more aware than men.
Yeah, most that's true.
Because we got more to be concerned about most of the time.
Yeah.
But I don't. I think
she bought me a stun gun.
Yeah, I bought her a taser.
Word.
Yeah,
that's nice.
Yeah. I got one in my purse.
That's what friends do.
What you said?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did it come with a case?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, little keychain thing.
Yeah.
Locked and loaded.
I told her I've got a gun, but I ain't carrying it.
I won't have it with me when I need it.
I've always got mine.
I'm just gonna tell you this. And you better find them because they ain't gonna be in 1P because I'm gonna tear them up. They ain't going with them. For sure.
For real.
I'm gonna windmill my way. I'm gonna do everything I can. Scream, whatever.
Yeah. It ain't gonna be pretty.
Yeah.
My first line of defense though is gonna be act crazy.
Yeah, do the Will Smith.
Man. Yeah.
Like the crazy eye.
So they come up like,
back up.
You know, I mean, I'm like, you see him too?
I can't go cruise ship is coming. Whatever.
Put my head all over the lips. Shh. They hear us.
They're listening.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, baby, keep it together.
Oh, no, yeah, we'll. Yeah, you know, will. I can't do it now because we talk about it. Yeah, yeah, but in no situation. Oh,
I
yeah,
need
I
you
do
not
that.
To do this if I'm around because I'm going to be dying.
Listen.
All right. Oh, my
I'm
God.
I'm going to give you this line. Now
okay. So oh, without cracking up?
Yeah, without cracking up.
Hold on. Let me get myself together first.
Yeah, yeah.
Can we just laugh?
I got to give you the line first. So.
Okay.
So I'm going to count you down. 3, 2, 1.
Okay.
Then I want you to do the duck off. Like, ooh, you see him too. And then when you go to him, you cover their lips. You be like, I need to make it to Walgreens. By 5:52. Can you get me there?
Okay, I got you.
Oh. So y'all got you.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Hold on, because let me give us a little together.
All right.
All right.
Here we go. You ready? Here we go in 3, 2, 1, action.
Ooh, you see him too?
Shh.
I got to make it to Walgreens by 5:52. I got to get some peas. Hey, do you like peppermints? I like the red ones. With the white straps.
That's going to make a great
one. Oh, yeah, yeah, most definitely. Yeah. And cut.
I'm going to post it with no reference. And just have Candace acting nuts.
I told you, in the moment, man, I can do it.
Okay.
I got a great game face. Okay. I really do. When I need to have it.
Yeah, then right after that, that's when you go do the swim move.
Yeah.
Get me out of here.
Mm-mm-mm. Okay.
And then I'm gonna sit on the ground in Indian style, and it's like, you like rainbows?
Ooh. Oh Lord!
I saw the leprechaun at the end.
Oh yeah.
He gave me teeth.
He more definitely gonna be like, we can use you.
She don't have any clue where she's at. And they'll be like, but she's crazy. Somebody might be looking for her.
She gonna snap back. Hey, bro, listen.
All that was that.
Just kidding.
Nah. Remember, you seen the movie Malcolm X?
Yeah.
Get your hand out my pocket. That's oh my God. Get your hand out my pocket. I'm going to go down there.
You going to go there?
Oh, my God.
Oh, man. My side hurt.
I'm going to go.
Your face hurt, my face hurt.
I'm going to go straight for violence. I'm not going to go.
Well, I'm going to try that first. And then we're going to like, okay, well, come on.
Because, like, you know, I've always got a knife on me. I've got my taser.
But I got to distract you so I get, you know, shank you real quick. You know what I'm saying?
What you are you going to ask them, like, is this what you want to do first? You look like you.
You look like you
will hump your shoulders first and be like, is this what you want to do?
I got a special set of skills.
Yeah. I'm trying to tell you, that would be so, that was like, and the way you probably do it, and like, yo, the way you be looking, I think it would like, scare the crap out of them. For real. You like, hump, you hump your shoulders and look at them like, this really what you want to do.
I tried to.
Of course you had a purse.
Yeah, just start taking stuff off.
Oh, yeah, yeah, most definitely.
I'm
I'm like, she
I'm just gonna get naked.
Obviously.
Because that's what you didn't expect.
They ain't gonna kidnap me naked.
They ain't gonna never kidnap me naked. Yeah. If anything, I'm gonna draw attention to myself. They're gonna be like, something wrong over
here. Look, especially if it's a dude and he's trying to take another dude.
Yeah.
He ain't gonna wrestle him naked.
He ain't gonna do that.
Well, that's
to get you out of fight too, Nairo.
Yeah, they
that's get you fight too,
fight a naked man.
If somebody been like you, like, oh, look, I'm finna defend my wife. No. Wait a minute, no.
We gotta do this.
You got an hour row. And then you see how big he is. You know what, fella? I like to get comfortable when I fight.
Yeah. Full on, range of motion.
Come on.
I someone expecting that one. But thinking of like, who was talking about kidnap? Oh,
yeah.
The alarm thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, so you think women qualify for kidnapping?
What do you mean?
Huh?
Kidnapping.
I'm like,
I didn't know that was a qualification process.
Well, I'm thinking whenever you think kidnapping, you're thinking of
apparently I'm not beating the qualification because I ain't never had me. Right. So,
but I'm thinking like normally when you think,
come at another list I didn't make.
Normally when you think of kidnapping, you're thinking like the dude is a dude,
a dude kidnapping
right.
a woman. Oh yeah,
because if a dude can kidnap a dude and dude can kidnap a woman, I can't see a woman
like overpowering a man and throwing him in a van and going.
Or
even on the man. She wanted you dead enough.
You ain't watched Snap, have you?
Oh yeah.
Is
something I'm missing?
It's gonna do one of two things. It's either gonna enlighten you or it's gonna
terrify you.
Okay. And what I mean by that is it's gonna enlighten you, like, dang, I know people do that. It's gonna be like, that's why she made that day like that.
Yeah.
She be plotting. Let me watch this.
Okay.
Let me watch this. Yeah. Make sure all the caps on my bottles.
You need to be watching
tight.
The gameplays.
Yeah.
Like, gameplays. Yeah. That's another show.
No, I'm saying you need to be watching. Okay.
She walked by
like the post game, you know, you're watching the plays studying.
Right. Yeah, you're like, when they back?
That looks familiar.
Ain't that cord awfully close to that water?
Yeah. Baby, why are you bringing the toaster here?
I'm standing right here. Why you need that? Okay. That makes sense. Help me. I'm just saying. It's going to enlighten you or it's going to enlighten you.
Right.
Could scare you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think it means. I don't know. It was kind of like I don't say I'm not surprised by that anymore. Like, talking about,
there's some things that do still surprise me. It's great, the world's great, but it's some things still surprise me out here.
Yeah.
Right.
Like that time I found out I was in a cult. That was surprising.
Yeah. I bet that was shocking.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. That was shocking me too.
Bar?
Is it that snitch dog again?
Oh man.
Oh my god.
Okay.
I don't know how we got here.
Most definitely.
I don't know how we got here.
I think it was
Netflix and stuff, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then how we get the kidnappings and stuff. Ro, you need this. I think you said something about a kidnapping.
I'm pretty sure.
And then going crazy and defending yourself.
Was you. You asked about you asked about the alarm.
The alert. Like, yeah, I did.
It went from the snitch dog.
Yeah. It was the snitch dog. Then I went to the hotline. And then, look how we trailed that back.
What you said? Yeah, most definitely.
Yeah, okay. So we do know how we got here.
Yeah, we just didn't end up down there.
Yeah.
Right. So y'all was willing after this. A good time to turn around and still go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was what we talked about.
Y'all are some soldiers. I'm trying to tell you.
We try to take advantage of the time
that
we had.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
And we had
you're
already right. mentally prepared ourselves. Because, you know, when you get a certain age, bro, you may not know this.
We're all in the same realm.
You have to plan these things out weeks in advance. You know what I'm saying? Right. So, you know, you can't just throw curveballs in like that.
How close to 40 are you?
I'm 6 off.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You're 34?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah, we're in the same room.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe.
But yeah, I might say, like, y'all gonna be some soldiers if we try to turn around. Don't do this. I don't know. Maybe I just been tuning too much on my end.
No.
Maybe. I don't know. Is that what you're trying to do?
Too much?
No. We ain't doing it because
we already said the third.
Thanks for watching the Hoot and Holler podcast. You may see us on the Influ Game and you may not.
Chill out.
It was good having him anyway.
They're gonna be there.
It's the last time you see this face.
Chill out. We gotta give him his spot. Let him
Well, first of all, wait a minute. Because we were supposed to do this.
Okay.
And then we went left field. What do you recommend this week for people to watch?
Glass House is awesome.
What's that on?
Netflix.
Okay.
And Don't Worry, Darling is awesome.
That sounds like it's scary.
It's kind of creepy-ish until you figure out what's going on.
I don't like it.
It's really cool.
Mine is just
a plot twist.
Mine is Who is Aaron Carter? Is that what
That's
it is?
Really good. Yeah.
Who is Aaron Carter? It's a shorter series. I hope they make a season 2 because they left it like it could be.
I do too.
But you know how stuff are sometimes. So
it's really good.
But yeah, on Netflix, that's really good. Who is Aaron Carter? You got anything you want to recommend to people that you may watch? YouTube video, something, whatever.
Man, who cloned Tyrone?
Oh, I still haven't watched that.
I've seen that, yeah.
I've heard good things. I haven't watched it yet.
Yeah, it's good.
What's called it? I seen that for the first time last week. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was pretty cool. Pretty dope.
Awesome, awesome. Yeah, so, tell people where to find you on social media, Influ Game Podcast. Tell them all about your socials and stuff. It's your time.
Oh, it's my time to shine. Oh,
yeah.
Influ Game, the letter N, then Flu, F-L-U, and then Game, G-A-M-E. You can find it on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube as well. You know, after coming on today, working with the Hoot and Holler ladies, we'll be working on the audio part where I'll be on Spotify and the whole nine.
Sweet.
Until then, you can find me on the other side, I mean, other social media platforms. And other than that, I'm your boy Velp, host of Influ Game, and I'm here with the ladies of Hoot and Holler.
We got you, baby. That's what you should have ended it with. Why you ended it with
that? I didn't know. I could have.
That and we here.
We here.
We
gotta be.
We coming. We here.
We here.
You know what I'm saying? We coming. He wrote that. We here.
We here, baby. Oh, yeah, man.
Oh, Lord. I hope y'all enjoyed this episode, which is probably broken up into like 2, 3, maybe 7.
Yeah.
however many pumps of lotion you use. I don't know.
I hope nobody's using lotion watching this. I'm just saying.
Okay.
What? You don't? We'll talk about this later because you out of pocket. I just threw a number out there, guys. Okay.
Yeah.
Chase. Anyway.
It struck a conversation.
Yeah, it did. Okay. All right. Judge me if you will. You're going to think about that.
No.
When you're pumping lotion, it's not like, okay.
No,
it's more of a foe. Okay. It's a,
yeah.
Yeah. I was closer to 8 than I thought. It's 6.
Yeah. I thought you might have been careful. You know what? Because you know you don't kind of count me and hold you accountable. But yeah, I think you might have been counting for something else. You 1, 2, 3, 4. You know, I'm looking off for a second. She was still going 6, 7, 8. Then I thought, who was she lotioning? Oh, it's a 3-part harmony.
Holy Trinity.
Oh, yeah. Who else in there?
If you will.
Nah, who else in there? Got to be a magic trick.
We need to sign off. We need to call.
That's it, y'all. We done. That's it. Thanks for tuning in. You know what I signed off is?
He ain't watched a single.
Yes, I have.
Oh man.
Yes, I have. Do the first.
No, do it. Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next time.
Holla, y'all.
You gotta learn how to adapt.
He's like, oh, like, come on, stop.
We come in peace.
Hey, man. I ain't gonna tell one. I ain't seen that one. Y'all just had to add that one.
We do that every episode.
Y'all just added that one.
Let's do it again. I'm putting both of them in here.
All right.
But let's do it again. All right, you ready?
We'll holler, y'all.
No, you got the wait.
No, I'll just make sure that was it before.
Oh, yeah. it's just that.
Okay.
Whatever gang sign you want to throw.
You need to work it out on the side.
So it's not like a, all right, y'all, I appreciate y'all watching. I'm Candace.
And Whitney.
And Velt. And we'll holler, y'all.
Holler, y'all.
Was that
pretty
it?
Pretty much.
I don't like how you tried to just take over my ending like this.
No, I was making sure.
This is our
no,
show.
I was trying to make sure.
He's still getting it down.
Right. Oh, okay.
He's rehearsing.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah. I got you.
Yeah.
I'll let you slide.
Appreciate it.
All right. So.
Yeah.
Thanks for tuning in to the Hoot and Holler podcast. Mm-hmm. We enjoyed y'all. See y'all next time. Holla, y'all.
Holla, y'all.
Where was you at?
I thought we was going down the line.
Take 3.
I thought we was going down the line.
Do it one time. It's unison.
Oh, it's unison.
Yes.
So it's kind of like you the lead singer. And then we all come in.
She's Beyonce, damn.
I leave space for Kelly and Michelle to come up.
Right, and do their thing.
Right, and we do it at one time because okay, we are right, a crew.
We got this
one band, one side, row app. Yeah.
I'm with you.
Okay.
Now. I'm with you. This is how we go.
All right.
That's not clear what I did. Here we go.
Thanks for tuning in to Hoot and Holler Podcast. We enjoyed y'all. We'll see y'all next time.
Holla y'all. Nailed it!